Well, last month I asked who was joyful. Well, I hope all of you have joy in your hearts this morning. And as we have lifted up our veterans this morning, we just need to keep in mind of our veterans that are serving overseas, or our soldiers and our men and women that are serving our country today. And this week we had the joy of electing new officials to lead our government. And whether you voted Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. We need to be in prayer and support the ones that were elected. And we just praise the Lord for the right of our country to be able to have the freedom to elect our officials that will lead us. And we need to be aware that those men and women who have served in the past and those who are serving now give us that right. And my wife reminded me that irregardless of who is the president of the United States, our military men and women, that is their chief leader. It's their commander in chief. And as I remember when I was in the military, we all looked up to that commander for our guidance. And we just pray that God will be our commander for all of those that were elected this week. And we just keep them in our prayers. So that's a joy for me, and I'm very proud to have served as a veteran of the United States services. And now we have some joys and some concerns. As probably most of you know, but it wasn't in the bulletin, Christine Eaton passed away this week, Friday morning, I believe it was, at the Warsaw Health and Rehab Center. So we want to keep Randy and Marcia and Darius, all the family, in our prayers this week as they have the funeral. I believe it's on Tuesday, you said? Tuesday afternoon, yeah. And then also we ask that you remember Barbara Schroeder and her family in your prayers, as her mother Janet Smith passed away on Friday also. So we need to keep that family in our prayers. We need to keep Linda Sennett in our prayers, as Les passed away last week, and his funeral was this week. We need to keep, we have a prayer request for a gentleman named James Land. He's a friend of the Graces and the Rineys, and he is going to have open-heart surgery on Monday morning. So we need to remember all of those, and there are others listed in our bulletin that we need to keep in mind each and every day. They're all listed there by name, and we ask that you keep that close at hand this week so you can pray for each one of those individually. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful day, for this opportunity to come to your house and to worship you, and to have you as our Savior, our leader, that we know that you're watching over us. You're guiding us each and every day as a church family and as a world. Lord, we know you're there for us, and all we have to do is reach out. We lift up all of these that have lost loved ones this week, that you will be with them and give them that reassurance that you are there for them. And we just ask, Lord, that you be with each and every veteran this week, with all of the military personnel that are serving today, that you will guide them, keep them safe, and bring them home soon. Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nation that have newly been elected, that they will step into office and guide as you would have them guide and bring this world to a better condition. And Lord, we pray for those that are outgoing out of those offices, that they will still be in your care, in your blessings, and feel your reassurance that they've done a good job. Lord, we just again thank you for each and everything that you do for us, and pray your blessings on the remainder of this service. Thank you. Amen.